right now.
Gosh, I would love to reach out.
On KSL Plus. One man's mission to prevent suicide. With heart-shaped reminders.
I found that when there's a tragedy, there's something I can do to help.
That people matter.
This is to remind you that you matter, you are important, you are beautiful, and life is better because you're a part of it.
I'm Matt Rascone, and this week, the story of Tom Ballard.
I've got all sorts of different stones.
A former teacher turned sculptor and motivational speaker.
But this is my favorite stone to cut.
Who's carving up heart rocks.
Someday you're going to have a really dark, awful, dreadful day.
To prevent suicide in Utah.
And when that day comes, pick up your heart rock and remind yourself, like, that you matter and that you're good.
And bring comfort to people as far as Uvalde, Texas.
I feel like I've stumbled across something that's so simple and so impactful that it's changing the world.
And if you're struggling with mental health challenges, there is help available, including a new national suicide hotline, 988.
Let's see. It is... was 2 years ago? 2.5 years ago?
Okay. And 2.5 years ago, what are you doing?
So 2.5 years ago, I was teaching. It was a middle school, junior high, high school, right on the Washington coast. And so I started teaching Spanish. And after a few months of teaching, there was several deaths by suicide in the community. And so I was walking on the beach trying to think of what could I do to help, like, raise people's spirits, especially the students that had lost family members. And I came across this little white heart rock that the ocean had made, just a little natural one. And so I picked it up and I thought, oh, this is a perfect reminder for me. And then I thought, no, what I really want to do is give it to a student. And then I thought about the other students and I thought, gosh, I need a lot of these. And so I started looking for more naturally heart-shaped rocks on the beach. And I found like 5 or 6. And then I thought, why not try to find one for every single student? And that was going to take a long time. So I went on Craigslist and I got this little tile saw. And I started just making my own little crude-shaped heart rocks. And when I had enough natural heart rocks, plus ones that I'd made, I brought them to school in one of those metal popcorn bowls. And I let each student choose their favorite heart rock as their personal reminder that they're loved. And I was really proud of it because it had taken me a long time to make them. And after school, 24 students came back to my classroom and they said they'd given away their heart rocks to other students. And they asked if they could have more. And then they started naming the people they wanted to give them to. And so I said, yeah, I'll make you more heart rocks. So I went back home and went back on Craigslist and I found a larger saw and started making more and more. And I just left them available on my desk and students could take as many as they wanted on the condition that they would give them away and use them for tools for compassion. And that's how it started.
So, did you have any previous experience working with rock?
Nope, none at all. I was good at skipping rocks, and I'd collected a whole bunch on the beach, and that was it. And so I...
So you liked them?
Yeah, I just liked rocks. I've always liked them. And I just kind of figured I could cut them with a tile saw. I'd never tried it before. But that was when I started, and it was definitely a learning curve. I cut myself to the bone a couple of times with my little saw, and it's been a big learning curve.
Yeah. It sounds like through this process, you're learning just how many people are impacted by something like... I mean, I don't know if all of them were. Were they all sort of in that same area where they were impacted by suicide?
That's been kind of my general focus, but what I found is that everybody can use a heart rock, either as their own reminder or to give to someone else, regardless of their circumstances, whether they've lost a loved one to suicide or they're just worried about their nephew because he's going through a hard time. A heart rock is a great way to just reach out. And then rocks are millions of years old. We can keep them forever, keep it your whole life or give it away. And so it's kind of the perfect little just medium to be a physical reminder. And they're all unique and beautiful. So just who doesn't love rocks, right?
Yeah.
So I've made over 21,000 of them and individually given away over 10,000. And some of my most recent experiences is, like, I had a mom that met me at a little pop-up market here in Utah County, and she told me about her teenage daughter she was worried about, and so she bought a heart rock for her daughter. She messaged me later on my social media, and she said she attributes her daughter still being around today to a conversation they had that was brought up by the heart rock, and that her daughter keeps her heart rock with her, like in her backpack, takes it everywhere she goes, and it's her reminder that she's loved. But the mom said she thinks that she found out about her daughter having suicidal ideation from that conversation they had with the heart rock. Another experience I had recently, I was at another pop-up market, and this guy walked past as I was closing, and I offered him a heart rock, and I said, you know what, if you want, you can take two, one to keep and one to give away. And he dug through, took a couple heart rocks, and then left. And 10 minutes later, he came back and said his wife had attempted suicide the day before, and she was in the hospital, and he was going to go visit her. And so he was going to go give her a heart rock and then keep one for himself. And it just happened that the two stones he picked were cut from the same rock. And so I called them family because they grew up together. And I was just thinking about that, and, like, I don't believe in coincidences anymore, because of the thousands of people I've talked to with heart rocks, that happens all the time, where it's just like the perfect timing, the perfect reminder that people are loved, and the perfect tool. And what I've found is that it's just compassion. And the more I reach out and the more I give away, like, the better I feel about myself and my own circumstances, but then I also know that it's making a difference. My favorite part is when other people are using them as tools. I've done a lot of work recently with middle schools, junior highs, and high schools, doing workshops and assemblies, just teaching the students about suicide prevention through just simple, frequent reminders that people are loved. And what I like to do is give students two heart rocks, one they can keep and one they can give away. I had a student fairly recently here in Utah County that said, when I met with her school, I gave her three heart rocks. She kept one, gave one to her mom, and then kept one in her pocket. And after a couple of months, she was at school in the cafeteria and just felt like giving it to another student that they didn't really know or connect with. And so they just walked up and said, hey, I've had this in my pocket for months, and I would love you to have it to remind you that you're loved. And they gave the student the heart rock, and then didn't think anything of it, went back to lunch. And the next night, that student called them just weeping and said they had a plan to end their life that day. And they just approached him with a heart rock, and, like, that it made all the difference. And then that student continued to just reach out to that student, and now they're friends. And that student, through that conversation, was able to then get that out and get the help that they need. And that's my favorite kind of story, is when someone else has taken something I made and used it to just make the world a better place. And I think that my life mission now is to just fill Utah with heart rocks, because they make a difference. So the catalyst that took this from just a little tiny hobby of making heart rocks for students to what it is now, with tens of thousands of heart rocks, was my brother-in-law died by suicide. And he left my little sister with three little girls, and after a few months she called me and asked if I would consider moving back home to Utah, where we were raised, to help her with her family as they adjusted. And so I quit my job in Washington and moved back here, and I took the heart rocks with me. And while I was applying for jobs, I just made hundreds and hundreds of heart rocks. And I did a farmer's market so that I could talk with people and get the message out and get heart rocks out. And I just fell in love with it. At the market, I sold a few and I gave away a ton. And I met a bunch of people that the heart rocks made an immediate impact. And I just fell in love with that. So since then, it's been about 2 years. And now I do it full time. I just carve heart rocks. I do about 50 to 75 pop-up markets or farmers markets every year. And then I spend a lot of time volunteering in schools, doing workshops and assemblies. And it started to be, this year, it started to be all over the country. And it's been really fun and exciting. But that was how it started. Just, I lost a loved one and wanted to find a way to not prevent suicides, because not all are preventable, but just remind people they're loved, because I think that that little reminder can make all the difference. And then I realized, you know what, if I'm going to live in Utah, I'm going to fill Utah, and I'm going to start with the schools, and it's just kind of honed down to the little simple mission. And the way I've found is the easiest way to fund it is for every $10 that I sell, I donate one Heart Rock. And that's been how I've just kind of kept myself going with it. And in that way, I've donated thousands and thousands of Heart Rocks this year alone to schools. If it's for you, it's your personal reminder that you're loved and that you matter. Or if you want to give it to someone else, don't just give them a pretty rock. Remind them, this is it's a tool for compassion. Tell them that they matter and that they're loved. Or assign some meaning to it. Because that's where it turns from a beautiful rock into a meaningful gift, is when you're intentional with it. I think oftentimes when we hear of a tragedy, our gut reaction is, what can I do to help? And then we realize, oh, it's 1,000 miles away, and these are people that I don't know, and I don't know anyone in that town, so I can't do anything. But since I started doing the Heart Rocks, I found that when there's a tragedy, there's something I can do to help. When my girlfriend told me that there had been the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, we immediately talked about, well, let's send some Heart Rocks to the families that were involved, and see if that can help them with their grieving process or help them to have hope and just remember that they matter and that they're loved. And so we're like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then we thought, well, let's put it on my social media and see, like, if anybody would be interested in helping. Maybe we can send enough Heart Rocks for the entire school. And so I posted on my social media and I said, hey, if anybody wants to donate towards this cause for this dollar amount, I'll donate a Heart Rock to the school down in Uvalde, Texas. And that evening, I raised enough funds to donate enough Heart Rocks for the entire school and the staff. And it was a really just beautiful thing, because I've been crafting this little community with my social media. It's all organic just through the markets. And everyone wanted to pitch in and help and were very supportive. And so I started making Heart Rocks to send down to Uvalde, Texas. And I've got 1,484 of them that are paid for and ready to go. And I've been in contact with community leaders down there, trying to find a way to distribute them. I'd love to go door to door or give them away on an individual basis with a message. Now I've expanded it from donate Heart Rocks to Robb Elementary to, if I can, I'd like to donate a Heart Rock to every family in the entire city. It's a pretty small town, and so I think it's doable. I'll be down in San Antonio, Texas for a market in October. And so I'm hoping to I'll just bring whatever I can when I go down. But I'm hoping to raise enough funds and to bring enough rocks for the entire city.
Back here at home, one man is working overtime to help the people of Uvalde, and he's doing it by cutting rocks. News specialist Matt Rascone has more on how his handmade art is helping others heal. Matt.
I really love the opportunity to bring Heart Rocks down to Uvalde, but there's a lot of people here in Utah, too, that are suffering. And even just here locally, there was a school that right before graduation had a couple of deaths. And gosh, I would love to reach out, help them out. There's always people near us and neighbors that could use them. Even just in Utah County alone, there was over a dozen deaths by suicide in local schools. And I would love to just fill the local schools with Heart Rocks. It's really fun being able to donate Heart Rocks all over the place, but I love my focus to just be here. So here's a whole bunch that I've made. And what it is I make them small enough that you can just keep it in your palm or in your pocket. And the idea is it's more than just a unique, pretty rock. It's got a message and a meaning attached to it. When I'm at markets and I give someone a heart rock, I tell them, this is to remind you that you matter, you are important, you are beautiful, and life is better because you're a part of it. And I've got a lot of other affirmations and stuff that people can attach to them. But what I like to challenge people to do is if you're going to keep it for yourself, pull out your phone and right now, write yourself a message for someday you're going to have a really dark, awful, dreadful day. And when that day comes, pick up your heart rock and remind yourself like that you matter and that you're good. And when I do workshops, I have the students pull out their phones and they take 2 minutes to just write a message of what do you want your heart rock to remind you of when that day comes. And they just sit and they think and they create their own message to assign to their heart. Because the beauty of a heart is like it's just a shape, like a triangle or a square, but our culture assigns meaning to it. So if I'm going to give one to my grandma, the message can be, we remember you and we think about you and we love you. Or if I give it to my little nephew, it's, hey, when you're at school, be brave. Remember that like you're loved and you can do this. You can do hard things. And each person with their unique message attached to their rock, like it'll just remind them of whatever it is that they need. And that's kind of the idea is you personalize it. And so I've got all sorts of different stones. A lot of local rock hounds have started to donate rocks to me. So a lot of these stones, I don't even know what they are. I just make them into the hearts. And it's fun because they're all so different and so unique. And so when I'm at a market, people will go through and they'll dig and they'll find their perfect rock. And it's really fun when they're like, this is the one. So I don't know. I feel like I've stumbled across something that's so simple and so impactful that it's changing the world. I'm aware of, through my social media, 7 instances where deaths by suicide have been prevented by conversations started by Heart Rocks. And I've spoken with hundreds, if not thousands of people in the last 2 years about suicide and suicide awareness and self-harm and mental illness and just really connected with people. And a big reason why I do the Heart Rocks is a few years ago, I found out that I live with bipolar disorder. And so having the highs and the lows has been really difficult. And what I found is that when I'm carving rocks or collecting rocks, it just pulls me into a nice, neutral, safe, like flow state. And so I use the carving of the Heart Rocks to just ease my mind. And then speaking about suicide prevention and just acts of kindness and service at markets just gets it all out there. And it makes life a lot happier and safer and easier. And just kind of being real it's been a real blessing to me. And I think also to the students and other people that I've spoken with. My vision is to fill Utah with hundreds of thousands of heart rocks. Over the last 2 years, I've gone from making a few dozen to over 20,000. And I've got the means to just continue to increase it at this crazy rate. And what I would love to do is just fill Utah with heart rocks, starting with the schools, retirement homes, recovery centers, counseling centers, just anybody that needs one. I just want to get them out there. And so I'm doing some fundraising to just continue to grow it. I've pulled out my life savings and looked at business loans and all sorts of different options, and I just want to fill Utah with hundreds of thousands of heart rocks, because they can bless this generation, and these rocks will be around for millions of years, so they can be passed down and serve as reminders for generations.
A new number will launch all across the United States on Saturday. 988, three-digit suicide prevention line.
Utah lawmakers were key in making this happen. For Healthy Mind Matters, new specialist Ayanna Likens spoke with a mother
about...
A
new 988 national suicide hotline went live this month and offers those experiencing a mental health crisis a new option to call or text for help. And if you'd like to support Tom in his Heart Rock efforts, you can go to his website, takeheartcreativestudio.com. We also have our own story on it on ksltv.com. That does it for us this week on KSL Plus. We'll see you again next week.